the truth.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we go. This is called The Man in the Barn.
My first memory is the cold. I was walking barefoot on soft, wet grass. I was wet. It was night. I kept walking until I found people.
It's foolish to be out in the cold like this. You're welcome in my home.
I wait for her to go, but she doesn't. She just waits.
I don't know who you are, but I want to help you.
I don't know my name, or how old I am, or where I'm from.
I know you've been sleeping in my barn. My name is Grace.
Grace. I'm not sure I can talk.
Please. Well, you're very welcome, whoever you are.
I'm very welcome.
This cable box was supposed to be superior.
I'll ring the morning.
Grace and her husband, Jimmy. I can hear them talking from outside. I have very good hearing. I'm very welcome.
Grace. Gracie.
It's hard for them to look at me. When I see myself in the mirror, I understand why.
I'm going to touch your forehead. Is that all right? I'll have to take you to town to the hospital. No hospital. What happened to you out there? Can't you talk? But you'll have to eat. Will you try some soup? I leave it on the table then for you.
Grace and Jimmy are trying very hard to be quiet. If I concentrate at night, I can hear their hearts beating. They can't sleep. They're afraid.
How do you suppose he got all burnt like that?
Fire.
If he wanted to harm us, he'd have done it already.
I suppose so.
I can hear all kinds of things. Like Jimmy's television. Even when it's off, I can hear it. The problem is with his router. I'm pretty sure I can fix it.
Disputes are looming, but our workers look in for two.
Get what you need together. Let me know what I mean.
Probably sleeping.
Very chill, isn't he? Now, 1, 3.
What are you doing?
You're doing very well. What's next?
Who got the television working again? Well, look at that.
Days pass before they start to relax. In the meantime, I do what seems right. I do what I can to help.
The guy's done it again. He's a regular magician.
Aren't you going to thank him?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, young fella. He must have been a mechanic or something before, you know, whatever happened.
We should call him something. Let's think of a name. Adam.
Adam?
Does that work for you?
People treat you differently when you have a name. They open up to you.
Do you know what, Adam? It's humiliating to be dependent on other people.
Don't tell Jimmy I told you this. But he's really glad that you're here.
Gracie's an angel, but I can't say I've been as good to her as she deserves.
It's good for him, you know, to have another man to talk to. He's one tough nut and he won't admit it.
I was sick, you know. That's why I'm so useless and walk with this thing.
We had a son once. That's his room you've been sleeping in, actually. I miss him terribly. It gets so lonely sometimes.
People like talking about their feelings. They like it when you talk to them and tell them how you feel. They want to connect.
Tonight, Gracie, you are the honored guest of Chez Jimmy. Mm. With the assistance of sous chef Adam. Nothing to be done. Just sit back, enjoy a drink, and let us do all the work this evening.
Isn't this a nice surprise?
Bon appetit, my love.
Why, thank you, Jimmy.
Adam, I know you don't like to eat much, but it's a special occasion, and we'd all like to break bread together. What do you say?
Thank you, Jimmy.
What was that?
Thank you.
You can talk.
People like to be thanked. It seems to have made them happy.
As far as eating food are out, it's a village that don't eat.
Why is that funny, Jimmy?
Must be Irish.
Well, you don't get it.
It's a sort of place.
Forget it.
If you want to eat it, it wouldn't be there at all. Huh?
Is there a fire?
No, it wouldn't mind what people said in a place like that, would it?
I don't know where that's coming from.
Where that's coming from? Are you okay? Adam?
It lasts all night. I'm finding it hard to think clearly. Something is wrong. The door. It's for me.
Hello, can I help you?
I'm sorry to bother you. I'm Elizabeth Coram. I work with the Mirror Group. Do you know it?
No, sorry, I don't.
Can I have a word?
What's this about?
It's actually quite sensitive. Would you mind if I came in for a minute?
Yes, please. Jimmy, we've got company. Can I offer you a cup of tea?
No, I'm fine.
It's no trouble, I'm making some myself.
I'll have a cup then, thank you. How do you do?
Fine.
Do you take sugar or milk or both?
Sugar would be nice.
I don't have any here. I'd have to run to town for it. We don't use much sugar.
All right, the tea's fine. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Okay.
I wonder if the two of you have seen anything out of the ordinary recently. I'm looking for someone who I believe is in this area.
I can't say that we have.
You're sure? Nothing at all?
Nope.
Okay, well, the individual I'm looking for is in need of help.
What kind of help?
It's sensitive, I'm afraid. But if you had seen him, you'd be doing him and me a great favour if you could take me to him.
Who did you say you're with again?
An institution.
Sorry, but we haven't seen anybody.
Well, would you mind taking a look at a photograph, just in case? This is the individual I'm looking for. Does he look familiar?
No.
Right. I'm going to show you this. This is a photo of the men he killed. Three of them he tore apart. Smashed the other's skulls.
Did I really hurt those people?
So are you sure you haven't seen anything? Okay. Mind if I have a look around then?
We certainly do mind if you look around.
She wants to eliminate me. Why?
You seem like nice, decent people. This man I'm looking for, he's not a man. He looks like a man, but it's not. It's a machine.
A machine?
A failed experiment. And a dangerous one at that. So can you please let me look around?
You're not listening to me. I can't allow you to go tracing around here without a warrant.
I need you folks to stand back.
I'll call the guards. Excuse me. Jimmy, call the guards.
Okay.
It's in the barn.
My first memory is the cold. I was walking barefoot on soft, wet grass. I was wet. It was night. How long ago was that? What happened before? I can't remember.
I know you're in here. Give yourself over then. No one needs to get hurt.
She's afraid.
I'm here to help.
She's not here to help me.
Where is it?
I found the beacon. It was in my head. I pulled it out.
No. No!
And I'm again thinking clearly.
Shit!
I watch her from far away. She looks worried. I could hurt this woman. I could tear her apart. But I won't. Grace and Jimmy wouldn't like that. Grace and Jimmy. My friends. I never get to say goodbye.
Hey, I nearly hit you. Do a lift.
I'm fine walking.
You sure?
Thank you.
Okay, look after yourself, right?
Thank you.
The Man in the Barn, performed by Sarah Reynolds, Joe Mullins, Maeve McGraw, Dermot McIntyre, and Lewis Kornfeld as Adam. It was written by Lewis Kornfeld and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. I also wrote the music. This piece was commissioned by Drama on One and will be broadcast on RTE Radio 1, Irish Public Radio, on May 15th. It was made in association with the Hearsay International Audio Arts Festival and recorded on location in Kilfinan, County Limerick, Ireland. Kilfinan is the home of the Hearsay Festival. Every year they give prizes for creative audio. Submissions open in June, and you can find out more at hearsayfestival.ie. Special thanks to Noreen Quish for letting us record it on her farm. Thanks also to Kevin Brew at RTE. And a huge, very special thanks to Dermot McIntyre and Grey Heron Media for coordinating this collaboration. Really, we couldn't have done this without Dermot. He made it all possible. You can hear more about our show at our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and by MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. If you want to support The Truth by advertising on our show, send an email to sponsor@prx.org. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. Our interns are Hannah Herr and Shelby El Atmani. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.